Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Dr. Biswajit Panja, and in this show we are going to discuss about inheritance. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. What is inheritance? Inheritance is a concept used in object-oriented programming. Now let's start with some of the basics which might explain why do we need inheritance. Let's say we have class A which contains some methods, and we are trying to create another class, class B, okay? So which might have the same methods of class A, okay? So we can create the class B just by copying all the code from class A, okay? So instead of copying the content from class A to class B, we can use the concept of inheritance, which will be used while the class B is created. Okay, so do we have any real life example? Yes, we do. For example, we have employee class. Okay, so let's say in an organization or in a company, we have different types of employees. So we have created employee class. Okay. In a company, so the employee class contains all types of employees. Let's say in that company, we have engineers, we have secretaries, we have technicians, we have HR people. So all of them are employees, okay, but they are different kind of employees. So we can create a generic employee class, okay, which contains the common information of all employees. Employee's name, birth date, social security number, okay, and this can be data members, and then for the member functions, companies, the employees' information like hours, a department, and so on. Okay, so we can provide the generic information in the employee class, and then we create the class for engineer, class for technician, class for secretary. Okay, so these classes, engineer, technician, secretary, these classes can use the inheritance. So because engineer is going to have the information about name, social security number, and so on, so they do not have to write those information again. So using the inheritance, existing public functions can be used, and then on top of that, the new methods can be added. For example, for the technician class, we use the inheritance where employee is the base class, and then we add some new method called, let's say, technician grade. And again, when we are using the inheritance, only the public methods are inherited. When you say it's private, anything in the class, that's really private. That's just accessible inside that class only. So in inheritance, we inherit the public methods from the base class, or the derived class inherits the public methods from the base class. So as you can see, there are two main classes in the inheritance. One is the base class, one is the derived class. So base class is kind of a generic class, and then derived class specialized class, which contains the information from the base class, as well as it can have some new member functions or new methods, okay, or new functions. Now, why do we use the inheritance? So instead of copying the content from the employee class to create engineer class, technician class, or secretary class, since the code is already there, it does not make sense to copy the code from the existing class to the new class. Okay, instead, we use the inheritance where we say that we are going to use the public methods from the base class. Okay, so we have the base class and the derived class. Now, as I have said, that it only inherits the public methods. The private methods or private data members are really private to that class only. Okay, so now the question is, will the client program be able to access both the classes? The answer is yes. So when we are creating the inheritance, we are actually creating a hierarchy of the classes. Okay, for example, employee class, then we create the engineer class. Under the engineer class, we create different type of engineer, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer. So you see, it creates a kind of hierarchy. In that hierarchy, we can either access the employee class directly from the client program if we need just the generic methods from the employee class, or we can access the methods from the engineer class or the mechanical or electrical engineer class. So the client program can access the methods from all these classes or directly from any of the classes. So this is kind of a flexible way of accessing the methods. So we create a hierarchy of classes, and then our client program decides that which methods it needs to access from which particular class. So again, the client program is kind of the main program where we create the object of the classes and we try to use the methods of the class. It's a driver program or the main program, whichever way you call it. It's mostly for creating the object and then using the methods from the classes. Any other example of inheritance? Another example of inheritance would be, let's say, a student class. Then student class can be further divided into undergraduate, graduate. Then under undergraduate, we have freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Then under graduate, master's, PhD. So you see, we can create a hierarchy of classes, which is very useful in terms of keeping the structure simple, not using the same code again. Now, when we use the inheritance, we have to use a particular format when we create the derived class. So the way it works in C++ is you provide the name of the derived class, then use the operator used for the inheritance, and then name of the base class. That way we are saying that the derived class is created from that particular base class. So in the inheritance, one more thing to notice is if you are creating a project with the inheritance, we need to make sure that the base class's .h file, a base class's .cpp file is existing in the project, and we need to include the .h file in our derived class so the compiler knows that, okay, in our derived class, we are using this particular base class. Okay, so otherwise the compiler will get confused about which base class is used creating the derived class. So we have to keep a couple of things in mind when we are creating the derived class. First thing is what are the methods are there in the base class, and then when we create the derived class, we need to make sure the base class is existing in the project with the .h and .cvv file. And when we are writing the derived class, we need to include the name of the base class, and then we will have to make sure that if any new functionality needs to be added in that class, we provide that in the .h file of the derived class, and then we do the implementation of that .cpp file. In that way, the compiler is not confused about the structure we are trying to create. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo Radio archive for Biswajit Panja. If there is a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com.